Good morning. We are pleased to be joined here as we continue our series of candidate interviews on K-Man. We're joined by John Mata, who is a candidate for District 3 on the Riley County Commission. John joins us by phone. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So there's been kind of an unusual year for campaigning as far as the pandemic is concerned. How pleased are you so far with the way you've been able to get your name out there to folks?
I've been pretty pleased. When it first hit back in March, I'd actually was going to send out my fundraising letter right after spring break had ended and get things going. And that's when the shutdown really hit. And I really kind of pulled things back at that point in time. I didn't think it was a good time to go ask people for money as everyone was hunkering down and having to close businesses and such. But as we reopened, I kind of, you know, kicked things back in and got things out there and got things going. And so from that standpoint, it seems to have gone pretty well.
All right. Again, you're running for the seat here, District 3, which is currently held by Ron Wells. Tell us a little bit about what motivated you to run for the position.
Well, as you know, I was on the city commission before, and at that time I was working full-time. And while I got through it okay, I did enjoy the public service and wanted to get back into it. And even back then, I kind of thought about, having done the city, wanted to go for the county commission. And in looking at how things were going, I had a few key themes that I wanted to address on that county side.
All right. So give me a little bit of background on kind of your career, education, and experience you have. You say you're former city commissioner?
Yeah, I was former city commissioner and mayor. Been in Manhattan 22 years. My education, actually, I've got a bachelor's in government and a master's in international affairs, but I've spent my almost entire career in retail and in supply chain management. Just spent some time in store operations and finance. And really the key to my business career is I've been really good in being able to look at operations, being able to set them up to run more efficiently, and being able to, you know, improve services while cutting costs at the same time.
All right. In terms of glaring county needs you're hoping to address, what are some ideas you have?
Well, really, if I had to say three key themes for my campaign, the first would be county efficiency and affordability. Since 97, Riley County taxes have gone up 290%, while inflation has gone up 52% and population growth has gone up 15%. And obviously, that's not a sustainable formula. As I just mentioned, my professional career was built on making operations more efficient, lowering costs while improving services at the same time. And I did that managing operations, you know, much larger as far as staff and budget compared to Riley County. So that's one of the things I really bring to the table. The next item for me is economic development. Because even before COVID hit, we were seeing economic issues. Sales tax revenue and property valuation had flattened out, rental vacancy rates rising, stagnant job growth, and K-State enrollment falling. While in general, I want to drive things regionally and for Riley County as a whole, my plan is also to target rural economic growth. I want to make that a focus of the county commission and set up a rural development advisory board to assist with the initiative. The last key thing really is a driver of the other two, and that's regional cooperation, because that's going to be key going forward. We need to be able to work with other counties, our school districts, and cities, where we can combine forces, be it facilities, services, or administration. The only way we're going to get to those other two goals and realize the efficiencies and economic development success we need is by driving these groups together on initiatives as much as possible. So that, you know, is kind of a little snapshot of my campaign themes out there.
And in no doubt, there's whoever gets elected here for this position, you got the ongoing pandemic right now, and who knows what it's going to look like when January hits, whenever the commissioner would take their seat. How would you say that the county could maybe improve or do better here in terms of response to the pandemic, if at all?
Well, I think in general and with a lot of the things that have come out about the health releases and the measures to take have been, you know, following the CDC guidelines and things of that nature. And I think we'll probably still be following that lead as we go. I also did agree with the current county commission on how they handled the face mask. But I think the key going forward, I mean, we'll be following, you know, those guidelines, and I think we're getting good cooperation from our citizens. But really is how well the county's going to be able to manage and the city and everyone else here as far as any crisis budget management. Because, you know, the revenues aren't going to be what they were. The county is going to be in better shape than the city because they're not as dependent on sales tax, and hopefully our valuations stay up. But I do think it's incumbent upon the county, even if the valuations are still there and, you know, theoretically you can still bring in the same amount of money with a flat mill levy because the valuations are still good. I think the county needs to be as wise as possible with money because nobody can afford any tax increases right now. Anything incremental is going to be very difficult as we try to bring our businesses back. So I think the big key for the county and the city and all of us working cities and all of us working together is to make sure that we keep things, you know, affordable for our citizens and particularly for businesses that are going to try to be getting back on their feet. That's going to be a very important point of getting back from this pandemic, is that economic part of it.
You may have mentioned this a little bit earlier here, but in terms of economic recovery, how do you anticipate addressing workforce needs going forward as we look to get past this virus?
You know, they say that every crisis has a little bit of an opportunity. One of the things that we're seeing, you know, kind of nationwide is people wanting to move to rural areas and smaller cities and towns. Part of it is to, you know, get away from those high population centers, which make things like the virus, you know, more difficult. Also, people are seeing they're able to work remotely or able to work almost anywhere they want. And also from a safety standpoint of going to a very safe community, as we've seen some, you know, disarray around the country. I think that does offer us a marketing focus to try to bring people into our community, because we really do have a great community and a lot to offer. And our taxes compared to a lot of places, say in New York or California, Colorado, aren't as high and our cost of living isn't as high. So I think we're going to have to use some of that to pull people in. Because you kind of hit on an important part, which is we not only need to bring our businesses back and need new businesses, but we need the people to work at those places. So it's really attracting both businesses and building businesses, but bringing in the people to work at them.
Well, is there anything else in terms of improving the delivery of services from the different county departments you'd like to see?
Well, part of it will have to do, too, with the cooperation with other groups. One of the areas where we haven't done a good job cooperating, which would be directly into the services to the county, is in the EMS, because we don't have agreement with other counties to be able to get the ambulance service, you know, cross county line. We have that for the fire department, and we're able to, you know, take care of that and have a lot of agreements for that. But we don't really have it on the EMS side. Also, our main EMS building over at Claflin is something that really needs to be addressed. It's really not up to our, it barely fits the ambulances. The living quarters are extremely poor. It really needs to be the type item on the list when it comes to capital that we need to spend.
You know, while you're on the topic of EMS, do you support potentially having an EMS station up in the northern part of the county?
I know that's been a topic that's out there. I think we need to address where we could do it with some cooperation agreements. Also, we need to make sure that, you know, it economically makes sense. I think we need to look to, for example, Riley has a, you know, has a fire department, county has a fire department. Is there any way we could get, you know, synergies where we might be able to do something and keep the cost down? So definitely something to look at and on the table, but I think we need to look at it from a number of different ways.
Okay. That's all the questions I have. Do you have anything else maybe I haven't asked that you'd like to get out there to the public?
No, not really. Just everyone get out there and vote.
All right. Well, John, appreciate the time, and good luck to you during the primary.